Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you this morning? Okay, Professor Terry Benjamin, there you are. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Good.
Another opportunity.
We're going to do it this morning. We got a very provocative topic, and I can't wait to start discussing this, talking about this new book, this book that's out, and we're here on the Book by Book Success Project on Tuesdays, every Tuesday right here at 7 a.m. on the Lalisa Williams Show on Blog Talk Radio. Want to welcome those in the chat room. We want to welcome those who have dialed in to listen. I'm just blown away by this topic. Boy, I thought I could come up with some humdingers. Listen, you have wiped me off the map with this one. Boy, wait a minute. This is the kind of topic that I would say, you know, remember back in the day when people would suspect that someone was an alcoholic and didn't want to go get help, they would, you know, leave them the little pamphlets and, you know, hope they pick it up and read it. This might be one of those kind of books that you want to give to somebody that you suspect.
A little subtle hint, right?
If you suspect that these individuals are cheating, because you know what, but I like what you're doing, Professor Terry Benjamin, as a man, you know. The Lalisa Williams Show, we've been around for a minute now, and, you know, always coming with maybe a woman's perspective on some things. So, you know, when you come to the broadcast, now you're bringing this man's perspective. Now, we've had a man before that came on for maybe a whole year with us on a Wednesday. but a lot of times, but the topics weren't the same as what you've been bringing. The topics were just still general, but you have been bringing lately these topics to really help the men. And men have been asking me for this. So you heard the call. Men, they say to me all the time, well, what about his men? Can you do something for his men?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, but I'm not a man. I can't. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can do some things for you, no doubt, but I can't kind of get you straight, you know, because I don't know what you've been through and what you're going through. But you do. So, wow. Well, you're helping.
Wow.
Like, I can't even hardly get it out. You're about to help some men today. But this topic, let me just put it out there so people who are tuning in can know. The topic is killing the cheating man by becoming a new man. And then it goes on to say that men cheat because they do not know how not to cheat. According to California businessman Maxwell Billion and music superstar RJ in their new book, Death of the Cheating Man, What Every Woman Must Know About Men Who Stray. OMG. It says this book talks about how men can kill old habits and develop new principles to help themselves and their families. Terry, this is serious, serious, deep stuff. And as a matter of fact, we have to make this, so don't do the whole book this week. We have to make this a two-part because we got to get more people in this chat room, on this phone line, listening to this broadcast because this is serious. This is like some Oprah stuff.
Okay.
This is like, you know, Oprah Winfrey style level.
It definitely calls for a panel discussion.
This is serious stuff. This is a whole week-long conference. Question, because now I'm going to question you about even the book. Now, is this RJ as in Moesha's little brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Moesha's little brother, Ray J, who has had many opportunities to be that cheating man. And the book is really based on his conversations with his co-author, who was Maxwell. And there's so many of his things in the book where they're going back and forth with questions and answers. You know, understand that, you know, Ray J is in a position to have many, many beautiful women at his disposal.
What? Now, Maxwell, is that also Maxwell the singer?
No. This is a different person. As a matter of fact, he calls himself a relationship expert and a reformed cheater. And he does seminars on this particular topic.
Now, you know, and it's so interesting because I did a show about a month ago on one of the days that I'm here and you're not here. I talked about how to stop him from cheating. So I need to get with these dudes. Throw my little piece in there and talk with them. I might have me a new book deal. But but you know,
well, I think what it is that, you know, it's the conversation that men and women have to have together, because you have your ideas and I have my ideas, but in the final analysis is us putting our ideas together and to come with the basic truth.
Well, here's the thing. What I like is how, listen, you got to put a stop to this thing. So, I mean, we know some men out there will be a little upset, but especially the ones who want to keep on cheating. But any man who is struggling with this from the standpoint that they're really tired of it, they just didn't know how to stop, what to maybe, because there are men, you know, you can't just say, well, go to church and that'll help you stop, because there are a lot of cheating men in the church.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you look at the situation in the churches, and I think one of the big problems about the cheating is that not all men can cheat at a high level. You know, there's some men who
are... Wait a minute, now, hold it now. You know what, you can't just throw that in and keep going.
I have to.
But wait a minute, but you can't just throw it in and keep going. Now, you know, I hold up now. Wait a minute. You did. We got to drop anchor right there.
Yes, please.
I never heard that. I never heard a phrase like that. Not every man can cheat at a high level.
Yes.
So there's levels of it, but go ahead.
Well, let me say this, okay? Basically, good morning to all our listeners. And this is going to be a back and forth between me and Lisa. I can see that, which is good, okay? Because I have some, unfortunately, I have a lot of information about this particular subject based on my own personal experience. I'll just put it out there that way.
You can't run by that. Wait a minute.
Yeah, look, we're
going to get personal testimony. Listen. This is about to be a 4-part series, but go ahead.
Well, all I can say is that I'm reformed. I'll put it that way.
And you were reformed, and you didn't even read the book. Hadn't even read the book, and you reformed.
No, because I think what happened. I think all men know this, but for some, it's deeper than others. And
wait
when I said a level of cheating. You have to understand that there are some men who move in a different arena.
Wow.
You know, and you move in this arena, and you find that sometimes, as they say in the vernacular, the baddest women are the women who have their own business, who are truly independent, you know?
Well, they
know how to take care of themselves mentally, physically, financially. I mean, they have the best jobs, they have the best clothes, they have the best cars, they have the best homes. And everybody needs some attention.
Mm.
And consequently, when you move up in this high echelon, it is easier. It's almost like when you're going to school. When you're in your undergraduate, that's where you do most of your work. But when you get into your master's, you get into your PhD, it's more or less research. Like when I was in my master's program. I had one class. Now you come in, you take a midterm and a final, and that's it. You come to class just to get notes. If you didn't want to come to class, you didn't have to come to class. So it's less actual time in the class. And then when you go for your PhD, most of that is research and evaluation. So if you are in a position where you meet women on a regular basis, and then let's be real here, most men, I would say all women are attracted to men who have power, and that's a charisma that ministers, that actors,
police officers,
teachers. Military personnel. Look at Mr. Petraeus, and so you have this. So you're gonna attract a better class of women, and these
president.
Women, president is right, exactly. And so and these women, I mean, they'll make a deal with you.
What about
which
this?
Is the biggest problem.
Well, we didn't want one more. Just what about fathers?
Oh,
some women.
Yes.
That's a position of power. The Bible, the man is at the head. So just being a father, you could be on welfare. But if you're a father, you're seeing.
And some of these women, they don't want to. They don't want a husband. They just want to bar you for a few hours. That's all. You know, they want
to
rent.
I want to know why do you all allow yourselves to be borrowed? But go ahead.
That's a good point. Because you know, again, I can get back to self-esteem. You know, because again, if you are in those positions, and women know that you can be had. Sometimes it will just string you along just to let you see who you really are. And that's why it's a strong man to say no. To say no and mean it. Because there are more women out there than men. And when I say more women, it's almost like there are certain men that women are not going to deal with. And there's some men who can't deal with themselves in the sense that they don't have what they need to take care of themselves much or take care of someone else. But when a woman sees a man who has that charisma, who has that status, they want to have a part of that. And there are some women who have put it in their minds, and I can't tell them that they're wrong, that they will never have a man to themselves. They will always have to share a man, whether they like it or not. And a lot of women have accepted this because of their low self-esteem. And so they put themselves in a position where, okay, look, if I can't have him to myself, I haven't paid my rent, or I haven't paid my car note, or I haven't paid for my hair. I mean, one of the things that cheating men realize is that there is a price to pay. Sometimes the price is high, sometimes the price is low, you know? And then you get a woman who has even a very low self-esteem. The price is even more is more minuscule. But when a woman rises up and sees her value and wants more, see, that's when the trouble starts.
When what happens? Say that again.
When a woman realizes her value, realizes her worth, she wants more. And the cheating man can't give her more because he's so overcommitted in other relationships and other mental and emotional mindsets that he can't get what she wants. And then she... And then I think she goes a little crazy.
And so how big of... Now, this book that they've written, Maxwell Billion... Billion? And the music superstar, RJ, their new book, Death of the Cheating Man, What Every Woman Must Know About Men Who Stray. Now... It talks about, you know, in your opening introduction there, it talked about killing this cheating man by becoming a new man. And men cheat because they do not know how not to cheat. Yep. You know, that's some serious stuff. Because I know down at Essex County College, you know, where we both teach, one right before I did the show about men, how to stop your man from cheating, and I was walking through the hallway just talking to various people, telling them about the show, and when I mentioned it to this one gentleman who had on a suit, coat, whatever, I didn't really know him, so I'm just stopping people, and I mentioned it to him, and he said, well, he said they can't stop because, how did he put it, something like to the fact that this is basically, they've been doing it pretty much. It's so old. It's been in our society for so long. You know, they grow up just kind of knowing how to do that thing. They're, you know, pretty much trained. Their fathers, they might have saw them doing it or some other male figure. They were encouraged to have more than one date type of thing, you know. And so when they get older, well, why not just kind of play out those behaviors? Now, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, that's true. And it's here in the book here, it says a recent infidelity poll stated that 74% of men said that they would cheat on their wives if they knew they couldn't get caught. Okay? And that's kind of, and they said 74%. I think it's higher than that.
And so that goes back to, okay, you're not doing it, but you would do it. I wonder what the polls would say if the question was flipped and asked to women, would you cheat on your husband if you didn't think you'd get caught?
I have the answer right here.
Wow.
On page 13, they write, men cheat, so women cheat. In fact, today, 54% of women in committed relationships stated that they have cheated at least once. And this is according to a poll by the American Divorce Lawyers. Okay, for the men, the percentage was 57%. This is between the sexes, only 3%. And it's just, they said here, unfreaking believable. So understand, if men cheat, they have to find women that will cheat with them. Because we're not having a discussion about the down low brothers. That's a whole other discussion. Okay? But we're talking about between men and women. Understand, and one of the men that I spoke to, as a matter of fact, he was a mentor to me. And he told me, quite frankly, he said, you know what? A lot of infidelity and cheating takes place on college campuses because between the hours that we're on campus, men and women, and a lot of times students are looking the best they can look at that particular time. See, it's attraction. You know, men attract women, and women respond to the attraction. Now, you know what the classic come online is for man to woman, Lisa?
What time is it? No.
Well,
have your number? Can I text you? I don't know. What is it? They don't come on to me, so I don't know. But what is it?
Oh yeah, but they come on to you in subtle ways, because I think what you have to understand with a man, we've been bred in this. Okay, we've been taught in this. As a matter of fact, you know, quite personally, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. Okay, I was raised as a little prince. Okay, my mother encouraged me to have girlfriends, because during the 50s, it was it was not right, but they believed that a man who was raised in a female household. Now, understand when I say female household, I had my mother and I had my grandmother, and my best friends were my cousins, okay? And so being around women, you know what women like, what women desire. And my brothers, forgive me for this, but I got to take a page from the player's notebook and say that the most effective come online from man to women, and ladies, be careful of this, because you fall for this every time. No matter, and listen to this carefully, Lisa, no matter how old a woman is or how young she is, a woman loves to have a man say, boy, you look 5 years younger than you told me. I can't believe that you're 33 when you're really 55. I can't believe that.
That
and a woman will know. And once you see, the thing is, cheaters know how to look into your eyes, into your soul, and they know the signs. Because it's the old expression that if you grin, you're in. Okay.
Ooh, it's almost.
You know? I mean, and women are so beautiful that, you know, sometimes it's just a subtle smile, or, you know, you shouldn't say that, or you don't mean that. You really think so?
It's almost like they can look and tell who to kind of move toward. It's like with the person who goes after the little child to molest them. For the person who looks like she's needy or he's needy,
person
who looks like they're lonely. And like you said, now I totally agree with some of that. I mean, I can totally see that point, because having watched people fall into these traps, I see how easily, I mean, sometimes you're just casually walking along and you hear, you know, I see it in the classroom with my students. He says one thing, she smiles as if he just offered her $1 million.
Yeah,
and the next
yeah.
thing you know, that's your man. But wait a minute, God, didn't you just meet? But yeah, I know. My mother, for me, we grew up a little bit different, like in my five sisters and my mom. My mom must have been a woman who hated cheaters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she must have got maybe cheated on when she was in high school and it broke her heart or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think something like that happened, but she was down on cheaters. So she tried everything she could to teach her daughters not to be a part of those type of relationships. So we kind of grew up with this mindset that my mother used to have us, it was almost like a slogan, I don't want nobody who don't want me.
Yeah.
And that's how we were kind of, so we had men maybe that did cheat, but once we found out, the relationship was over. It was.
Well, see, Lisa, I mean, again, you know, to become that new man, you have to be aware of consequences. I think a lot of times men cheat because most time there's no consequences. And then when you understand that there are consequences to your cheating, then you start to cheat.
Now you just let out.
Hey,
I might get some hate emails now. You just let out one. I think this is better than Steve Harvey's book. You just let out a serious
I love Steve Harvey's book, but I think Steve Harvey's book does not go far enough, because there are lies that men tell women. You know, one of the biggest lies that men tell women, like there may be a woman on the job who is not as pretty as you, who is not as well made up as you.
That's right.
Who doesn't have anything that you have.
Because I'm going to be made up, and I'm going to be smart.
but Lisa, where our women make up, where our women mess up is the man tells you, oh, don't worry about her, because you know what, she's not as pretty as you. But you know what, she doesn't have to be as pretty as you. What she gives him that you don't give him is attention, is compliments. He comes in the office, she says, you know, that's a nice tie.
That's some
nice shoes. That's a nice suit. Not realizing, and maybe a lot of times they do, realizing that your woman probably picked up that suit and those shoes and that kind of thing. Okay? And what happens, oh, yeah, she's not as pretty as you, but you know what? She's giving him the attention that you're not giving him. And when he sees you in the morning, you and your rollers and your old robe, you know, and he goes to work, he comes back home, and you're still in those rollers and the old robe. Come on now.
But wait a minute now, because we're going to be running out of time, so we're definitely making this two parts.
Part one, yeah.
Oh, because this is too good, because I got like a gazillion questions, and I'm sure that the people in the chat room got some questions, or if somebody in the chat room or on the phone lines in the chat room, they can't type in because they're only guests. And that's understandable. Some people, I know there are more people who want to tune into the broadcast, but, you know, for fear. So I want to, that's why I don't want to rush through it. I want to give more people time to see the post on Facebook and tune in, because I want people to understand that when it's Professor Terry Benjamin and myself discussing it, it's not like I'm just bringing on the authors of the book and interviewing them, and they're telling us about their, you know, book and what's in it. No, you have a professor of research in English and literature and African-American literature. You have a publisher, a father, a husband. You have a son. You have a person who has had done magazine.
We're going deep.
You have a person who can explain and discuss this. You have a believer. You have a lot going on when you got Professor Terry Benjamin doing this. So that's why I want people to make sure that they tune in to this, and definitely next week where we're going to finish it off. But go ahead, Professor.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, you have to, what they can do, two things. You know, if they have questions, they can, you know, send it to your inbox or my inbox, and we'll deal with those questions. But the thing is that the only way a man will stop cheating if he realizes the consequences of his cheating. And in the book, they list a few. It says here, the consequences of cheating, permanent loss of trust, permanent loss of respect, loss of finances, unplanned pregnancy and children, sexual disease, stalking by an emotionally injured victim, mental damage, lawsuit, divorce, loss of children, physical confrontation, and stress.
But wait a minute, but do men really care about these consequences? I mean, just 2 weeks ago on the Yolanda Van Zandt Fix My Life show, she had this preacher on there who had cheated.
I saw that program. He was crying, right?
Right. He had women right there in the church right under her nose.
Of course.
He said probably about 10 more women outside of the church. So I'm sure we don't know what that more means. We know the 10, but we don't know what the more. The more could be 100 more.
Of course.
But the point is, though, so all the consequences, he fathered a child.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I'm sure, has embarrassed her beyond. So people in the people who are in the chat room, if you don't dial in, you will lose sound, and you can go back and listen to the last 10 minutes of the broadcast in the archives. But you can dial in at 347-945-7991. If you want to keep listening, you will have to get on the phone lines, 347-945-7991. We have about 5 to 7 minutes left. It's going to be a part two. And you can go back to and listen to the archive and get the last, how we're going to close it out today. And then definitely tune in next Tuesday. I don't know if we can wait that long. We might have to see if we can get Brother Terry back.
Yeah, we have to do that.
But, maybe tomorrow. What you doing Wednesday morning at 7?
Well, I get it. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm available in the morning, so you can think about that.
Well, maybe we can get you Thursday morning, because this is some serious stuff here, because, you know, there's so many more questions. I got so many more questions and not enough time to try to figure out, you know, what can women do today? What if these consequences are told to these husbands who are cheating, you know, and they don't and they don't respond to these consequences? Or is there some guarantee that you as a man can give us that they will respond? Because I think in Steve Harvey's book, he said something, or at least in the movie, I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie, where with one woman, he said, the reason why you can't get them to marry you because you haven't set that standard.
Exactly. But you understand, so you can't for a woman, because there's so many women out here. You know, the thing is, I think with most women, they don't set a standard for themselves that they abide by. You know, you have to really think you got to think so good of yourself that, you know what, a man to cheat on me would be a fool, okay? But a lot of women accept it because they don't really feel that they deserve what they have. See, they have that low self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, everything that you get, every crumb that you get is only appreciated. You got a good-looking man. You have a man with power. You have a man with charisma, who looks good, who dresses good, who smells good.
So,
sometimes you would give up all of your self-respect to spend a few moments with that man and understand. You know, the older you get, you know, I'm 62. I'm not 22. Okay, I can't do what I used to do when I was 22. But I accept that. But I'm not out there, you know, doing all that I used to do or that I can do. I have self-respect, and I also have self-control, which is one of the characteristics of the new man. Self-respect, self-control. I fear God. I fear the disapproval of my family. My children would be so mad at me if I cheated on my current wife. Forget about what she would say. You know, I love my children. I want my children to respect me, and they can't respect me if they know that I'm a cheater. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of things more at stake. But once you realize that your life is not just about you, then you begin to change your mind and really, you know, you become a new man. You become a better man. And I think that's the goal for men. Let's become the best men that we could possibly can. But you need education, okay? You got to study. You have to be with people who are trying to make that transition. Because if you were just the same guys who think that cheating is cool, and you know what, oh man, that woman is bad, I wish I could get with her, man. You got with her? What was it like? She didn't like to talk like that kind of stuff, you know? And women don't need to put themselves in that position to be talked about, okay?
Wow. That is incredible. Because, you know, so do you think that these men who let's just say you go to work. Now, okay, so let's just say there is the woman who will do those little things like sneak and bring him some. Let's just say, because I believe some women even do this. Let's just say you're at work and a lot of these jobs, you're just in a cubicle. So the person next to you can walk by, hear you, whatever. And, you know, as a man, you just may say, like, I know my husband, he's pretty loud. He's a football player and blah, blah. He's just loud.
Yeah, of course.
He might be saying to another person, oh, yeah, Lisa, you know, the person, it might be a man even. He might say, yeah, man, my wife is cooking the blah, blah, blah. And my husband, my wife doesn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
Or my wife never bakes pies. Now, here's some chick overheard that. Now, next thing you know, she's bringing a pie to work.
Yeah, because, you got to see, people try to, let me say this, Lisa. Now, I want to go on record by saying this, okay? I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to say it, okay? Infidelity is not an accident, okay? You don't become unfaithful by mistake, okay? If I cheated on my wife, I would never tell her, you know what, I made a mistake. No.
Oh, hold it. Listen, you're not rushing.
Cheating, okay?
Hold it.
Appreciate
it. It's way, whoa. Hold, back up. You said cheating is not an accident.
Yes.
Now you got this. Explain that, because that is the way it appears, mostly from what we see in television and movies and what we read in books, what we hear in the music. It seems so accidental.
No. It is never accidental, because the mind works on this. I mean, one thing you wouldn't have to understand about mind, men are hunters. Men are conquerors. That's why I tell my daughters, I said, let me tell you something. You know, Steve Harvey calls it the cookie, okay? You have control over the cookie. Once you give the cookie up, you lose control. And let me say this to all the women that are listening. If a man has sex with you once, that's all he needs. Okay?
Wow.
He doesn't have to come back. Only he'll come back is because there is an emotional bond or because he likes you. But for most men, especially most cheaters, all I need to do is one time. That's all. I'm not trying to make this a lifelong project. One time.
That's crazy. I'm not laughing.
I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
That sounds too funny, but you know why? I believe it's the truth because it's so funny. Because I remember when I'm pretty sure it was before my military days. I think close, so I had to be around 25-ish. But I remember a guy telling me I met this guy in a club in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I remember. And I thought he would look like Smokey Robinson. So, but you know, in his young days,
pretty
I thought. Thought this guy was fine, and
yeah.
And I was like, you know, like wow, you know, he's with me, and this guy shit, but he was a little older. He had to be at least 30. I might have been in my 20s.
Of course,
but he cared about me for some reason. I don't know. God just allowed it. But this guy told me. He said, "Don't ever sleep with a guy. It's definitely not on the when you just meet them." And I always valued him telling me that. He says because if you, this is what he told me. You can verify it or not. He said, if you do, he will believe that you will do that with any man.
That's true.
And so, therefore, he's not really looking to make you his number one woman or his even, don't forget, being his wife. Because in his mind, anytime you might meet a man, you just may go and give them the cookies. Of course,
sure.
But that's what, in essence, and so I kept that with me the rest of my growing up, and I'd tell people all the time, I'm married, my husband, you met my husband, and I believe that that was one of the things that made me more attractive than the other women he was meeting in this, because I was the woman who wouldn't do that, and most men are not used to that. They're used when they go to the club or wherever they meet you. I don't care if they meet you on an airplane. Or they can meet you on an airplane. But wherever, the time we get to be alone is the clothes are off. You've kissed me on the neck, behind the neck, whatever.
Whatever.
We're getting down. And then they think that's but wow, Terry, this is amazing.
But Lisa, understand this. Like, you know, when I was, you know, again, you know, when I wasn't married, you know, like I wasn't. You know, I think women have to understand that there is the cheater and there's the player, okay? The cheater, as far as I'm concerned, is a low-down, dirty dog. But the player, okay, the player is will tell you, he said, you know what? You know, you are Friday night. This other girl is
Friday night
Sunday
special.
Night. Yeah, and it's what he can say. You know, he can just come out and tell you what it is.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised, Lisa, at the number of women, I'm gonna find women, educated women, well-dressed women, who will make an arrangement. Okay, I know I can't have you.
No, I won't be surprised. Because remember, I'm a researcher.
Okay, all right. But well, you and see, that's the biggest problem, you know. Women.
No,
are
I wouldn't
playing
be.
Games.
I was in the military. I've been around a lot of women.
Okay.
Under college, I would not be surprised that women. Who I've listened to some Michael Bazin shows.
Oh, please,
interview women, had them call in. But I know a lot of Friday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Saturday night specials, in and out of the church. I know women who go to church to meet a man, and they really at that point don't care who he is. I know women who actually. I'll find out later if you marry. Right now, I just want what I want. And not saying men, I don't know how it all plays out in terms of how many more men are doing this as well. Women, I'm speaking from the woman's point of view, you know, a woman's, because that's who I talk to. I don't go around and ask about their relationships, but I do talk to a lot of women about their relationships. And it's so interesting that you're having this conversation because I just had someone call me in tears yesterday because their man, she found out he was cheating. I said, well, how'd you find out? She said, because the person was sending him text messages.
Oh, my goodness.
And she caught some of the text messages. And so I said, when I did the show, actually, because I said, I don't know how men can get away with cheating today. Because of emails, you can easily, like if he's sending her emails, you can most couples, you can see each other's email accounts. You got their phones, if they're texting her or him, their numbers are in the phone. I don't know how they're getting away with all of this cheating today.
Well, I tell you, Lisa, sometimes it's just a wink. Sometimes it's just, I mean, I can walk down the hall at any college that I teach at and know who I can have and who I can't have.
Oh, my.
You know, and I mean, because, I mean, like I said, I've been a man for a long, long time.
You're kidding.
You know, and I've been married. I mean, I'm in my second marriage, but you have to understand, the first marriage was like 27 years, and I was not married for a number of years. And now
I decided
to get married again because I like this lifestyle. I like being married. I'm committed to this
marriage.
Well,
we got to talk about
so that I could ever be, you know?
Well, you know what, we're going to be cut off, and I don't want that to happen. We have to end the show here, but we got to come back Thursday. We're going to have part two of this topic. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. You know, this is really, I know I was laughing here and there, but I'm very passionate and serious about this topic because of the fact that it's going to help. So I'm a married woman, love being married. Certainly don't want to, but, you know, so I know, and you're a married man, others listening in, even if you're not married yet, but you're in a serious, committed relationship, and you're hoping that, but if this is a challenge for you, you want to tune in and get part two on Thursday. So, Terry,
yeah, I'll call in, but the thing is, the bottom line is that, you know, we're off this program because we got to save the family. I mean, you know, the family is what it's about,
okay.
And we got to be strong husbands and strong mothers. And have strong children because that's our only salvation. So I'm talking about some life-saving information right here. Now this is no joke.
So go tell your family members, get them ready. This is about the family. This is perfect. And we'll talk some more about it. But we'll be back here on Thursday to finish up with this topic. Thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin. You can find him on Facebook. Connect with him and all the other projects that he's doing. Get the book, give it to your sons, your nephews, your husbands, your fathers. You may have fathers who are cheating and is hurting you. You may have a family, granddaddy, if grandpa is cheating. Give him the book. Do him a favor, a nice Christmas gift. It'll make a nice stuffer. But we'll be back on Thursday for more. And Terry, we thank you, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes, you will. Okay, I'm definitely calling. So, again, thank you again, and thanks for coming. Listen.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
And Professor Terry Benjamin, all right now.